Love Line, coast to coast.
Yep, it is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Uh-oh, it's going to be a long night, Drew.
Yeah, you broke through that feigned enthusiasm real fast.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tonight, our guests are a couple of DIs, drill instructors from the hit show Boot Camp on Fox. Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock, Leo McSweeney and Tony Rosenbaum are both here, and these guys are world champion yellers.
Get on your knees, scumbag!
You guys must love Full Metal Jacket.
Giddy up.
He's our hero.
All right.
Yeah, I love that. And I love watching people get yelled at. I think we all do.
Do you watch Boot Camp?
No.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I can. I come here.
Somehow we managed to watch.
How do you watch it?
What's 9 o'clock on Wednesdays?
9 right. o'clock yeah. on Fox on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I leave at 9:15.
No, you watch the first 15?
Yeah.
Nah, see, I don't want to do that because it's just toying with myself.
No, it's fun.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could get excited and not make the show. That's
and you got that TiVo unit, which we actually use.
Yeah, I haven't. I've had the TiVo for over a year, and I still can't figure it out. But the show's doing nicely, and it must be cheap to produce.
Scream is for free.
So they say.
Yeah. Giddy up.
How did they... Now, you guys, were both of you in the Marines?
Yes, I still am.
And how did they select you? They must have gone through quite a few people before they got to you guys.
You know, just like anything else, there was an interview process where we met with a series of levels of production people, Fox people, those kinds of things. And
did you get any grief from the Marines? Or
no, actually, they're very supportive. You know, they knew that they were going to do a show called Boot Camp, mm-hmm. and the idea behind, you know, sending real Marine Corps drill instructors, three out of four of us active duty with the exception of Leo, was the fact that they knew we'd do it right. So the boot camp would actually have some realism behind it besides hiring actors to do such a show.
Do you build the structure of the stuff they have to do, the activities and all?
Yeah, we actually came up with the training schedule. You know,
I'd say 85% of the training schedule was the drill instructors.
Is it typical of real boot camp?
As far as similarities?
Yeah.
Yes and no. I mean, there's a lot of similarities. There's also a lot of differences.
When the drill instructors are on deck, when we're on deck and we're training them,
yeah.
it's total intensity, yeah. all us, the drill instructors. I mean, you got the Fox thing, you got the little Hollywood hookup that they throw that in there, you know, happy time, we used to call it, where they have to do interviews and stuff with the recruits and the
right.
stuff that they need, you know,
the
for the show. Because if it was all drill instructors on deck all the time, 110% of the time, you just have a bunch of cyborgs running around like maniacs.
You know what I like about the drill instructors is not only do they yell, but they yell in such close proximity to the other person's
oh, yeah.
face,
yeah, yeah.
which is great because usually the whole reason yelling was invented was to, you know, guys crossing the street, you know, quarter mile down the street, hey, Bob, look out! You know, it's like that, but it's really good when you're 2-3 inches away from the person and screaming at the top of your lungs.
Well, you
and
know,
plus,
that's
with
a
the
personal touch.
With the camera.
Like
yeah.
But with the camera rolling, I'm sure you kick it into a sixth gear, right?
No, not at all. Mm.
Same.
Yeah, they are
Adam, believe it or not,
they are so over the top all the time. Yeah. There isn't a sixth gear.
If there's a sixth gear, my head would explode.
No, I'm sure you beat the crap out of the recruits, too, when the camera's not rolling. But it just seems like the camera presence being there would just kick it into another zone.
I told Adam you ought to give 2 minutes. You know, let's take out Mike out in the hall here. And have them give us 2 minutes, a minute and a half,
and, yes.
of what those guys were taking for hours on end.
All right, and I told Drew, you know how much 2 minutes is?
He was thinking about the boxing ring at that point.
You throw down with somebody for 2 minutes, that's a long time.
And I know it is. That's what I told this idiot. 10 seconds of being yelled at is enough for 6 years of therapy. All right, now, you guys, as DIs, must have a couple of good raps, you know what I mean? Like, you know, what is your major malfunction and that kind of good stuff. I'd like you to work this one in, okay? Because this is one I've heard, and I like this one. I want you to address me in a clear and present tone, not the voice you use to con drug money off of your liberal parents. It's always good if you
work that. Has that been used before?
No, that's a new one. You guys can use that one.
That was nice.
You know why? Because it works the family in, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the new generation kind of thing.
Hey, we're family, like man. We can do that.
Get up.
Now, what are your go-to lines?
Mom, I'm so mad at you!
Mom. Yeah, it's not good to break down and yell about your mom in front of the recruits. But what I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, there's ad libbing going on out there, but you also got a few good ones. You know, like a good radio DJ,
right?
There's
a couple things. You know, like Leo, we ad lib almost everything. Very, very few of the shows are scripted as far, you know, we do the dismissals that are semi-scripted in the mission briefs, but, you know, one of the most popular sayings around here nowadays is save the drama for your mama and push.
There you go.
That's nice.
And I said that, and Leo comes up with his own little isms, and, you know, what'd you
I
have for breakfast?
People like Freak Show, Yoo-Hoo, and Cuckoo.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, because you forget people's names. I forget people's names all the time, so
right.
Freak Show fits everybody, I think.
Right. Yeah, I like that.
Come here, Freak Show. But, you don't want to say that to your mom.
After these guys were dismissed, because some of them were pretty pissed at you guys, did you sort of reconcile with them in any way or just let it go? Or
No, we just threw them off the hill. Beat it, you
That's
crumb.
It. You never see them again.
you give them a little shout out. Hey, good job. Yeah, see you. But, you know, we're busy. We have other things to do.
Yeah. And, you know, at the end,
we had a little rap party thing where you got to know them a little bit. That was only a couple hours long, so...
Yeah. I'm surprised they take it so personally, you know? I mean, you know what I mean?
It's hardcore training. I mean, it's Marine Corps training. We're both former Marine Corps drone instructors, and that's just how it goes. I mean, you're not there to be friends with anybody.
No, I understand that, but they aren't there to be your friend either. They know, you know, I mean,
people know what they're getting themselves into, and it's like you can watch a movie, but when you're there, it's...
You never know what you're going to feel.
100% turnaround. You get this guy in your face, and it's like, wow.
And you don't have an option to get in the zone or not. We leave you no option. You're either in the zone, or we get you in the zone quickly.
And the zone is?
You know, just a spirit and discipline, intensity, what we say you do, without question, without hesitation. And you give it to them physically, mentally, you know, emotionally, you name it. We just give it to them hard.
This week, you're starting to screw around with their sleep a little bit.
No. Oh. That's the worst.
Sleep deprivation is good. Builds character. Mm.
And what is, I'm not talking about the show now, but basic training for your average recruit Marine, is it like 7 weeks?
13.
Oh, is it then?
Wow.
No.
How long was this thing?
13 weeks of fun.
This was, for us, it was about 42 days, and for the recruits, it was approximately 30 days straight.
It's like 4 weeks.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's a third.
So it was a third.
Oh,
and,
God.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, Marine Corps boot camp, you have weaponry tactics, you have traditions and customs and courtesies, and
lots
of physical training. So we condensed all that into without the weapons. So.
What is the Army basic training? I mean, lengthwise.
I think it's like a week and a half, isn't it?
Well, it's a week and a half of training, and then it's 6.5 weeks of hanging out with your drill sergeant
right.
at the beach.
Okay, so yeah, I was thinking of Army. Marine is a lot more intense.
They're talking about the pussies down there.
The Army's 8 weeks.
That's what I love about the service. You know, I really think one day the Navy's just going to turn on the Marines, and then the Army's going to get into it and try to blow up the Navy. All hell's just going to break loose. You know how it's going to start? It's
going
to start at the Army-Navy football game, and then they're just going to take it out in the street. The guys are going to run back to the barracks and grab, like, a tomahawk or something, and all hell's is
coming. Well, that sounds good. I think the Army and Navy should kick each other's asses, and then
leave the Marines.
The Marine Corps, it'll take us, like, 4 hours to beat the Coast Guard, and then we're in.
How much larger is the Army than, like, I don't know percentage-wise. I would assume Army's the biggest, Navy second, and then Marines?
Then the Air Force.
Oh, then Air Force.
Then Marines.
The Army's about 3 times the size of the Marine Corps.
Right.
Yeah, Marine Corps is the smallest.
But you got to figure you're going to take out 4 or 5 of them for each Marine.
Right,
that
it's all
down.
Relative. Yeah.
So the odds
are... You can't die unless you take, like, 5. Then we'll let you die. Let me give you permission.
Corey?
Yeah.
You're 16. What's up?
Hey, what's up? I was wondering, I'd just like to say I had a drone instructor, McSwain Rosenbaum.
Hey, I don't call.
Hey, what's up? I was wondering, Adam, how would I go about making a long distance relationship work better?
How long is a long distance?
Like about 350 miles long distance.
Yeah. How old is she?
She's about close to 16. She's like 15.
Yeah. I see. So she's 15.
She's not driving. Is what he's saying.
Get you a fast car.
You got a car?
No.
No wheels, huh? There's
no wheels at all.
There's no honeys in town that you can hook up with?
If you consider getting slapped like about every other day, nah, I kind of got bored of that.
Well, what does that mean? Whoa.
Well, he's just exaggerating. How did you find... Why? You have
not exaggerating, man.
Women in town slapping you?
Most of my exes have.
Put your clothes on.
I have.
Corey, you're 16. You're in high school, right?
Yeah.
No other girls in high school?
Nope.
Where'd you meet this one? On the internet?
No, actually, it's my best friend's cousin's girlfriend, or his girlfriend's cousin.
This is back to the next-door neighbor, best friend.
No, you know what this is? This is a desperate guy who can't get laid in his own town and has found somebody who'll theoretically have it
He's
hanging on with both hands.
But he's also still using that old mentality of... It's got to know somebody who knows somebody, like make the connection.
Well,
Are you cool? I mean, you a cool guy in school, or are you like a goofball?
I have like a really good circle of friends, but...
Are you cool, or are you a goofball? I mean, I'm not trying to put you down.
Goofball.
You're gay.
A Drew, please.
Do you live in a real tiny town?
Yeah.
How many people live there?
I don't know. It's like a real small hick town.
How many people in the high school?
Not more than like 300 or 600.
Okay, so we doubled this estimate. Yeah, it's not bad. You have wheels?
Have them, but I don't have the license to use them.
I see. What happened to your license?
Huh? I actually haven't gotten it yet. It's been like, I've been trying to get my birth certificate up from California.
All right. Well, listen, keep the thing going until you can get your license, drive on out there, and, you know, see if you can keep something floating.
I have a bottle of hand cream.
Yeah, it's not likely to go very far.
All right.
The proximity distance is a big issue at that age. Huge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And you know, it's funny. We can all, I was just thinking about car. I remember when you had cars that were such pieces of ass, they only had a certain range to them.
Like, yeah, remember those
like, I drove up here today?
Right. like
motivate.
Yeah, I mean, you could make it to work, but not to Vegas.
That's
that
right.
Was like, that
you'd
was that
be
ride.
Pushing your luck, extra water, extra tires,
they overheat, right.
Band-Aids, everything else.
Yeah. One of my greatest moves ever was borrowing my sister's Dodge Dart to go to Tijuana with four guys. And I am not exaggerating at all. I blew up the car about San Juan, about Capistrano out there, about three-quarters of the way. Left the car, got another car, ended up going to Tijuana anyway. And I came back, and my sister was like, where's my car? And I said, "Here." I gave her the $40 that they paid to junk the car, and that was it. I should really do something nice
for her. No wonder she's pissed at you.
Yeah. Yeah, the car, you know, I pulled one of those better me than you. You know, you could have been trapped by the side of the highway, but yeah. Lauren?
Hey.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just got to say, Adam, you made a really big influence on my life in second grade as Mr. Bertram.
Oh, thank you.
Second grade.
You know what's weird, by the way? We just punched your thing. My sister's name is Lauren.
Yeah, it is weird.
Just got done telling me about blowing up her car.
Yeah, I remember you talked about how she used to spell Lauren with a Y.
She tried it, but I would have none of it. I'm the D.I., the Corolla family.
Yeah. Somebody's got to be in charge.
Those schmancy names.
I was
go with the one you
are
got.
You high? No way.
It's a freak show name.
Yeah,
it's a freak show name.
All right, what's going on there, Lauren with an E?
Yeah, a couple of friends of mine, and I wanted to know why guys like to jack off in tube socks.
Ian or...
I never use it.
I think that's a big myth.
Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Let's take a poll.
Monsieur Corolla.
Yeah.
Is it only the mess thing? Because, you know, if you think about it, it's like, don't you think it will, like, hurt a little bit, you know, be a little scratchy?
Oh, no, no. The guys don't do it in tube socks. They do it on tube socks.
Or they're using the tube socks to clean up afterwards.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what you're saying. She doesn't understand that.
Yeah.
That's a myth, Lauren. That's a myth.
It's just available cloth.
Right.
And it's white.
Tube socks, blanket, panties, whatever they get their hands
on. T-shirt.
Right. Look at the tube sock as a mop, not an orifice.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
It's not an accessory.
This is important detail for you to have on mind, though, on 14. So.
All right, Lauren.
It's nice.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
okay, stop thinking about what guys do with tube socks.
Yeah, I'm glad we can answer those kinds of questions, though.
Make me feel guilty.
What happened to my life?
Amy?
Hey.
Hey, you're 14, too. What's going on?
I just recently started having sex with my boyfriend, and I want to know if I can get birth control without my parents knowing.
You're in Illinois?
Yeah.
I believe Planned Parenthood at 14 can do that in most states. You have to check the local Planned Parenthood. Let me give you a phone number, okay?
Right. Well, hold on. Let me talk to her while she grabs a pen. You got a pen, Amy?
Yeah.
Wow.
1-800.
Okay.
230.
Mm-hmm.
PLAN. Plan.
What?
230 plan, PLAN.
Okay.
How old's your boyfriend?
He's going to be 14 and like...
Oh, he's 13, he's getting laid? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah, why so early?
I don't know.
All right, that's a good answer.
But at least she's, you know, trying to get birth control.
All right, so. Yeah. Get that birth control, though.
Mm. What was the phone number?
Is your dad a Marine?
What?
Is your dad a Marine?
No.
You're lucky.
Yeah, he wouldn't put up with that.
What was the phone number I gave you?
Yeah.
What was it?
1-800-230-PLAN.
There you go. Give him a call.
Call them. No sex until you get on that birth control, all right?
Or condoms.
All right.
All right. All right. Very, very casual. I wish when I was in, well, I was going to say high school, but junior high, because Amy's 14, I wish there were women out there who just took that very casual approach to sex. Now, it was a big to-do back then.
Do you want to explore with her why she's so...
Amy? No. Man,
she's having sex.
Giving it up to a 13-year-old guy, too. Yeah.
She's having sex right now.
She's using the piece of paper she wrote the number on. It's birth control. John?
Yeah.
John, turn your radio down.
All right.
All right. You're on with the drill instructors from boot camp, Fox Wednesday night. Go ahead.
All right. Well, every time I have sex and... Well, every... Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
All right. Well, every time I have sex and I go to the bathroom, after I get done having sex and I urinate, it's like blood or pink stuff comes out.
Is that the only time that you urinate blood just after having had sex?
Yeah.
Is there blood in the semen?
A little bit.
All right. Why haven't you had that evaluated?
I don't know.
All right. How long has that been going on for?
Oh.
About 2 months.
2 months.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, brain.
Yeah.
Get a clue, buddy.
Time to get that checked out, John. There's a lot of things that can do that. I'm presuming this is really just blood in the semen and not in the urine so much. And actually, the blood in the semen, believe it or not, is a much less serious issue than blood in the urine.
Yeah.
I think you're just sort of flushing.
Really?
Yeah, I think you're just sort of flushing the semen, the bloody semen out with the urine.
You drop a load of Thousand Island, you got to talk to somebody about that.
Yeah, you should, but it can be epididymitis. It can be, varicoceles and things that aren't that big a deal. But it can be tumor, too. But blood in the urine is time that needs to be checked out immediately.
I need to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Can you guys straighten him out, please? Say what I've always wanted to say to our callers.
Hey, freak show, wake up.
Hey, John, how old are you?
19.
You're 19 years old. You should have figured this out about 6 years ago. When you're bleeding, it's usually unusual, especially in that area. Go get yourself checked out. Do yourself a favor.
See, guys, men in particular, they figure...
They try to suck it up.
No, the deal is, here's the thinking. It's going to go away. And if it goes away, I'm fine. It's no big deal. If it's something awful, I'm going to die. I don't care. I don't know about it. That's sort of where the guy's thinking go, you know?
Hey, do you really think there's even thinking involved with that process?
Sometimes.
I don't know.
I got blood coming out of there. I'm worried. I'm going to see somebody.
Listen, our callers treat their junk like a rental car. They really do. They just, no maintenance. They're never going to pop the hood. They just drive, and drive until they got to turn it
just
in.
Go on.
Nothing. Yeah. Same, just the way you drive a rent a car. You're not topping off any fluids or anything, are you? Just drive the hell out of it. That's the
put
way
in
you
drive,
figure
hit the gas.
Rosie?
Hello?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
For almost like the past 2 weeks, I've been having like brownish red discharge. Coming from my vagina, and I was wondering if it was an STD.
And
if it could be one.
And you're sexually active?
Yeah.
Could it just be discharge? I mean, some women have discharge sort of throughout their cycle. Did you start a birth control pill or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, it may just be mid-cycle bleeding from that.
Oh, really? Because it doesn't really look like blood.
Well, yeah, but anything that's a color, turns something a color is blood, isn't it?
Yeah, and it may just be a slight bleeding throughout the... But again, is it your first month on that pill?
Yeah.
It's real common for that to be bleeding.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Wow. You just told the guy to go into the emergency room, and you told her not to worry about it.
And they're probably both having sex with each other.
Yeah. One's a vagina.
They call from the same phone.
The vagina is sort of like consulting with some sort of oracle. It doesn't always make sense.
Okay. All right. Jeremy is now on line 3. Jeremy, you're 14. What's going on?
Yeah. Can I talk to one of the drill instructors?
Here they are.
Bring it out, Jeremy. What you
giddy
got?
Up.
All right. When I get older, I'm probably going to go into the Marines.
Kill.
As you should be.
And, I wanted to know, should I go through the ROTC program? Or what?
Or should just go right into the Marines, to go to school in the Marines?
You know, are you talking about an ROTC program in high school and then going to the Marine Corps, or you want to continue it into college? Well, I could tell you what. Coming from an enlisted guy, I did 10 years as an enlisted Marine. There's two routes you can go. You can go to ROTC in college, and they'll pay for your whole college, but you got to give the Marine Corps 4 years. So it might be the better route, and you can be an officer, and you get paid a lot more, and you know you get treated a lot better than enlisted guys do. But on the same side, if you want to be an enlisted guy, you know, it's more of a gungy kind of guy's world thing.
Well, why do ROTC if you're going to enlist?
Well, you know what I mean, in some people do it in high school.
But why high school?
If he's talking about ROTC in high school, mm-hmm. basically it's training for the future. You know, if you have a foundation before you go in the Marine Corps, you're just, you know, enhanced that much more, and you can do greater things once you get there.
Right.
You know, it's the fundamentals that are important. They teach you all those kinds of things. So if you, it's John, right? Or Jeremy?
Jeremy.
Yeah, it's a great program. If you get involved with it, you know, you learn a lot of the fundamentals. You learn history and traditions, and it's a good program. Jump on it.
Go to college and be an officer.
Yeah, and then after that, after I get out of the Marines, I wanted to go to Humboldt University and be a forest ranger.
All right, you're very ambitious.
You're going to be an astronaut,
too? Do it all, because you can. Go for it.
Listen, don't go to that Humboldt. You're going to open a bong shop and drop out. You'll never get anywhere.
Just okay. Go to Harvard.
Go to Harvard.
One step at a time, Jeremy.
You're from Boston?
Yeah.
All right. Semper Fi, buddy.
Motivate. See you in 10 years.
What is what's the difference between the pay for an enlisted guy after he gets out of boot camp and an officer, a new officer?
It's probably around $1,000 a month.
Really?
Yes.
That's the difference?
Yes.
Yeah, wow. It's a lot more money officers get.
What do you start out as an officer if you went to
second
college?
Lieutenant.
Second lieutenant. Second lieutenant's where you start. How long does it take you to make lieutenant and move
first
it up?
Lieutenant about 2 years and captain.
It's standard 2 years. 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. I don't know where colonel is, but that's where I stop. I like colonel.
Colonel sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's colonel's lower than general. Is it high?
Colonel's one step below general.
Yeah, see, I stop at colonel.
I think they can give you the guaranteed colonel program if you're enlisted right now.
You know, with the man, Jack Nicklaus, he was a colonel.
Yeah, colonel's good. And the colonel, don't you get those things that hang from your shoulders like that? Or is that something? Am I thinking of a
Gilbert Sullivan
thing?
Hey, Adam, that's a different talk show, man.
Two trumpet players follow you wherever you go, too.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the man.
And they play your theme music.
Yeah, I like that, the colonel. And then they start putting the in front of it. The colonel. All right, we will take ourselves a little break. We got some drill instructors from boot camp on Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, Fox. When we come back, we'll speak to James, 13, never had an erection, has pubic hair, wants to know what's wrong. We'll tell him after this.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back on Loveline.
Hey, everyone, this is Tommy.
And Pamela Lee.
And you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
All the sexual information you could possibly need.
Yeah.
I think they're having sex when they cut that line. We are here with a couple of the drill instructors from boot camp Wednesday nights on Fox, 9 o'clock. Leo McSweeney and Tony Rosenbaum are both here. Both good guys, yeah. I don't want to. I'm too tired to anger these guys. And even if I had a full night's sleep, I wouldn't do it anyway. I was thinking about Leo. I hear him saying Harvard all the time, and I thought Harvard should move out of Mass. They really should have been.
He's out of Boston.
Too many R's. No R's in Harvard. You know that. There's no
too many R's.
R's
in Harvard.
Right. It's like somebody put it there comically. What do you want to call our school? Hey, let's call it Harvard.
Harvard.
Let's call it Harvard.
H-A-V-A-D.
Fenway Park. Right. Same thing with the R.
Listen, there's plenty of schools that could be there. No problem with UCLA, right?
Yeah, nothing. Right. There's not an R in there, right?
We're going to move it right over there. All right, let's see. When we left off, we're going to speak to James, who's 13.
Compare up something. These guys, we were asking these guys to yell at us during the break, and they were talking about how ridiculous it is to just try to do that spontaneously, just yell. It's like, hey, right. Adam, be funny.
Yeah, they need, you know? Well, wait a minute, I can do that.
No, but, no.
No, they need motivation.
We need one of the callers to really piss us off.
Right.
I'm sure it'll happen tonight sometime.
Mom, I'm so mad at you! Mom! Anderson, you have to humiliate me on a constant basis that way.
It's part of the professional.
It's so humiliating. James?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's your problem?
Hey, you guys. I'm really sorry, but I lied about my question. I just wanted to get.
Nope.
What?
That's so awesome.
What?
Say it again.
I lied about the question, but right. I just really wanted to talk to you guys. You're so awesome.
All right, see?
I just wanted to say a quick hi to you guys. And Adam, you're just the best, I swear to God. And
you are an asshole.
Thank you.
And Drew, you're a genius. I swear to God. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say hi to you guys.
All right, James.
All right.
Then
All right. I was thinking about it, you know, sick of my boys on James, but he kept with the flattery. Yeah. It's hard to yell
at
him.
Jump
he's
him.
Kissing
your he didn't say nothing about us, though.
So. Yeah. Are you still there, James?
Hello?
I'll get him back. Hold on. James.
No.
Yeah, you better be running.
just when the guys were getting ahead of steam. Kevin?
Yeah.
You're 24.
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, man, I can't believe I got through to you guys.
What's up?
That's awesome. Hey, first of all, I'd just like to say Semper Fi.
Motivate.
All
right.
Wait, do you
what's
answer?
What's up, Kevin? What's going on?
You answer Semper Fi with Motivate?
You know, it's, Marines it's have their like own Smurf language. Almost, you know, it's kind of...
Grunts and groans and all right, motivate, kill.
Yeah. It means a lot of things to people that understand it, and not a damn thing to people that don't.
I knew the Semper Fi, I didn't know the Motivate came after.
Is that part of the tradition, or each of the camps have their own language?
You pick up different
Semper Fi can be answered with a bunch of things.
Well, Semper Fi is the Marine Corps motto.
Yeah.
You know, Motivate is just something you answer. Hey, how you doing? Motivate. That's outstanding.
Or kill.
You know, hey, we'll see you. Motivate. Yeah, you know, all right, later. You know, you got to fill in the blank.
All right, what's up, Kevin?
First of all, I'd just like to know if... were they in San Diego or PI when they were drill instructors?
San Diego, both of them.
San Diego, but I was a recruit in the island.
That's where I went through in 1st Battalion. I was just wondering out there. I went to the stumps out there for CACs and everything, but pretty cool place out there.
What'd you do, Kevin?
My question is, I hear about the Barisha and everything out there to kind of improve the sex drive of your, girlfriend or... or your other half or whatever, and pretty much my wife just lays there like a blow-up doll.
She's always been that way or just something recent?
Well, yeah, she's pretty much been that way. Well, we've been married for about 6 years. It's kind of funny. I came home on leave and got married. Ugh. Didn't realize what I was getting into because I hadn't lived with her, and then I moved her down to base housing, and oh, man, I was in for it.
What happened?
But, she just... a little attitudinous and...
Was she fooling around with the other jaheads?
Oh, no.
Okay, all right.
I'm a pretty big guy.
You know how that happens, though. Well, you go overseas, you know the deal, brother.
Oh, yeah, I know all about it.
All right, hold on there, Kevin. I'm going to put him on hold because it's... Well, actually, his line got better as soon as I decided to put him on hold, but I guess he's calling from his cell phone.
He seems to imply this is sort of some sort of biological problem, and at that age, it really is not. It's usually something far more interpersonal or psychological.
Well, also, you know, you gotta motivate. You can't, pardon me, guys, but
motivate.
You can't yell at a woman to motivate her by yelling at her, telling her to move. And you gotta trick them into moving in bed. You know, you really do.
A lot of guys have real misconceptions about where women's heads are at sexually.
Yeah.
And they're about being cherished and being loved and being, you know, sort of, I'm sorry, Leo, I know it's obsessive. It's disturbing, very disturbing to Leo. But
no wonder I'm not married.
I don't understand.
Yeah, and Adam and I have
after 3 weeks?
That guys that sort of really play up to that, we sort of don't trust even because it seems like they're manipulating women.
Yeah, I hate those guys.
But they make us look bad.
Yeah, but the reality is he's got to at least pay attention to that those kinds of needs, and it's not what he wants. What he's looking for is not what she's looking for.
Right.
And he has to pay attention to where she's at. Don't you
initially need that animal attraction and just feed off that and try to keep that going?
I think it's great when people get
six
that.
Six years or 6 months?
6 years, I think. But usually after about 6 months, particularly with women, that stuff tends to die out, usually.
Well, he married her when he was 18, too. I mean, yeah. 18, 24. I mean,
life changed. Hard.
Well, also, there's a lot up with his wife. I mean, she gets moved out. All of a sudden, she's starting to have problems. She's acting out, behavior issues.
It happens all the time in our business, too.
All right, let's see. Kevin?
Yeah, sorry about the line. I'm on my cell phone.
Okay, but listen, if you want her to perform for you, you're going to have to entice her.
Was she ever good?
It's not like I just... It's just like wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I mean, I do all kinds of stuff for her, you know. I do, you know. I get in the heat of passion and everything. And
Not in the bedroom. There's a book out there called His Needs, Her Needs, where a guy went on analyzed exactly what women want from men, and they want things like time spent, you know, communicating, talking.
You got
affection. Being chair. Yeah. So, and guys, like, they go, it goes this kind of sex, that kind of sex, another kind of sex.
You got to pretend to listen and care when you're not in the bedroom so you can get some in the bedroom. I'm writing a book right now called My Needs, More of My Needs.
You know, well, you know what else there's about men?
Can you autograph that for me?
Men really need to feel desired by their partner.
They do? I don't.
Kevin, was she ever good in the rack?
Well, it escalates things.
Yeah.
Was she ever good in the rack, Kevin?
Actually, no.
She's never been good in the rack.
Not really.
And you were her first, probably, right?
We kind of got married at a young age.
Do you have any kids? Do you
have
any?
We have two.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, now you got to work on it.
You. Boop, boop.
Okay.
Pac-Man just died.
I don't know. Therapy, conversation, whatever it is. You know what you should do? Ask her what she wants. Ask her what she needs.
Yeah.
And start giving it to her.
Strip for her.
That's it.
Stay motivated.
It's not a physical thing. He thinks it's the heat of passion. It's not about that.
Right. Well, that's what guys do. Guys are like, she ain't into this. I'm going to start humping faster.
Yeah. I'm going to double down.
Yeah. Double time.
It doesn't work.
Ezra?
Yes, sir.
You're 17. What's up?
Indeed. All right. I've got a friend, and he does this thing, this drug called DXM, which is
that's just dextromethorphan.
Sure.
Yeah.
And he says that it lets him get thinking done faster, and he's a really intellectual type.
It does what?
He says it lets him get thinking done faster.
Oh, he's a mess.
Okay. Anyway, there's the first concern of mine. He's been doing this for coming up on 2 years now. Well, he claims he's not addicted, and I'm not one to say because he never does it around me.
I've never seen DXM addiction, but it's in a drug of abuse, and we don't know exactly how dangerous it is, but it's a hallucinogenic.
Okay.
And all the hallucinogenics seem to be what we might call neurotoxic. They're dangerous.
Okay.
What, is he on the Grand Prix circuit? Why does he have to think so goddamn fast?
He's on the chess team.
The way he is, I don't know. Okay, but the question goes further. There's that, and I'm wondering what the concerns of the... And then, it spills into different drugs. He says he's done cocaine 4 times,
mm-hmm.
and he's taken acid twice now.
Right.
And he says that he does the acid to reverse the effects of the DXM, because the DXM, where it allows you to think faster and whatnot, it wears on your body and makes you have to sleep more and all this sort of thing. And so I'm wondering what the negative effects, what the warning signs of cocaine and acid are.
Well, cocaine, the thing with cocaine is that it's very addictive. And that's the main thing with cocaine. There are some medical things to worry about, but not used regularly. It's the big issue is that it can lead to addiction. With ecstasy, LSD rather, again, you're dealing with the neurotoxin. And this guy is a real...
It's not LSD, it's acid.
The same thing.
Oh, okay.
Same thing. And this guy is intellectualizing. He's an expert. I don't know how many years he's been in medical school, what kind of residency he did, but he does not know what the F he's talking about.
Yeah.
And he's looking for any reason to use drugs. And it's all a bunch of BS. And the unfortunate thing is, very, very intellectual guys, I mean, I deal with this at Caltech all the time. I consult with a lot of kids over at Caltech.
You can't
teach them anything. They're experts. And they're like, bodies are a big beaker that they're going to experiment in.
Right.
And it's just simply not true. You have to have seen the effects of this drug in hundreds of people that appreciate it.
All right, Poindexter. Listen, Ezra.
Yes, sir.
Why are you saving this guy?
He's one of my best friends. He's been one of my best friends for 6 years.
All right, tell him if he wants to remain being one of your best friends, he's got to cool it with the drugs.
Yep. Otherwise, he's going
to
lose you.
What can they do to him? What can acid and cocaine do to him other than just being addictive and stuff?
Well, typically...
Hold on. You got to get yourself a woman.
Yeah.
Pull him to the side, rough him up a little bit, and give it to him straight.
Typically, there's chronic mood disturbances, personality changes. A lot of different things happen.
Ezra.
Yes, sir.
You a virgin?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Shocking.
Sorry, I'm shocking. All
the time. Shocking.
Jeez. You got a crush on this guy?
Pull
what's going
me over
on?
With
no,
a feather.
I just
shocking. All right, Ezra, you got to get some tail.
The only way that you're actually going to change this guy's behavior if he understands his drug use is going to cause a great loss in his life.
But,
and if you are one of those losses and if he feels that loss, you may have an impact.
I can always tell the difference between guys who are getting laid in high school and guys who aren't. First off, it's the sound of their voice. Because this guy's... You sound like Barry White when you're getting laid.
Yeah, his
balls haven't dropped yet.
Right. That's number one. Number two is you get overly concerned with stuff that really... If this guy was getting laid, it'd be like, hey, junkie, there's a kilo over there. I got to get some tail. Get lost.
Yeah.
Yep. That's... I don't say it that often, but once in a while, I know there's a guy that just needs to find a woman and get tangled up in her for a while and stay out of his friend's nest. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. Sure, you good with that?
Yep, it's cool.
We'll be back.
Back in a minute.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Leo McSweeney and Tony Rosenbaum are both here. Both drill instructors, both on the hit series Boot Camp, Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock on Fox. And we will be yelling at somebody before the night is through, but you know, we're waiting for something organic.
Schmuck.
We've had a couple of nibbles, but nothing. And like I said, we don't want to stage it. We want the guys to actually.
If you're a goofball, feel free to call.
That's
were
right.
Any of the recruits on the show sort of pain in the ass, for lack of a better way of putting it?
And did you say any or all?
They all.
Many. You know, we just treated them like recruits. In our eyes, they're all knuckleheads anyway, regardless if they're good to go.
Got it.
You know, you don't show any favoritism. They're just recruits.
Got it.
And what do you guys think about the sort of that kind of rehab, for lack of a better word, for a lot of screwed up teenagers?
Scared straight kind of programs?
Yeah, I mean, where they put them in a boot camp type environment and really whip the crap out of them.
You know, I haven't been through one. I've seen a couple of them, and I like the concept of it. And,
yeah, me too.
And done correctly, I think it'd be a great thing.
Yeah, I absolutely do. I mean, you know, we're hopefully coming out of an era where we think we're supposed to coddle everyone.
Kinder, gentler.
Oh, God. If there's some guy who's stepping out of line in school and beating up people and getting in trouble, we're supposed to tell him he's different, but it's good, it's good. And, you know.
You're creative.
Yeah, try to.
The blood is art.
Now, listen, I believe that every guy, especially between the age of 13 and 21, could use a little ass whipping once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, beating a guy up, but letting him know he ain't the king of the world. All right, John, caller John.
Hello, John.
Yo, what's up?
Well, speak up, John.
Hey, what's going on?
All right.
Can you hear me?
Giddy up.
Hey.
Hey.
You're the funniest guy in the world.
Thank you.
John, you have a question?
What?
All right,
boy. They might make him yell.
They're getting close.
Hey, get to the point, John. You're wasting our time.
Okay, well, I have a question for you, drill instructor.
Send it.
Should I get my ass plugged before I go into the Marines? Or
you should drive up here right now so I can plug your ass.
I'll tell you what.
Now.
I'll put my foot up your ass, you freak.
Well,
you got another question, weirdo?
Bring it up.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Get out of my face right now. Push, 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 you nasty thing.
You make me want to puke. Well, hey, hang up.
All right. That was good. Dude, you guys.
They get in the zone, boy.
Well, you know what they're like? You know. I was I want to impress the drill instructors. I was a ceramics major in high school.
Nice.
And you'd put a pot on the wheel, and it'd get going, and it'd get a little bit out of line. And with each revolution, it'd get a little more out of line. But it would spaz in a second. It'd go from, like, wobbling to flying across the room in just a couple of seconds. That's what you guys do.
Yeah.
You go from sort of mildly irritated to spaz out real fast. That's what you want.
That's awesome.
It's nice being compared to ceramics. Ceramics are nice.
Amber?
Yes?
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
I met this guy through some friends of mine. And I never actually met him, but I talked to him on the phone, and all he ever talks about is sex.
All right.
That would make him male.
No. Warm-blooded.
And I just want to know why.
He says he's horny? Yeah,
what is your expectation?
Well, at least talk about something other than sex, you know?
All right. Have you met this guy?
No, I've never actually met him.
Just over the phone?
Yeah.
Well, he's whacking off.
Well, he's a dork.
He's a what?
He's a dork.
Why do you talk to him?
We'll move on.
I can guarantee he's all talk. I can almost guarantee it. And he's trying to impress you with all that talk about sex.
But he doesn't.
And if you met him, he would probably be like,
Durr.
A goofball.
If he bothers you and that's all he talks about,
is he the
why
guy
are you
that just called?
Move on.
Huh?
Yeah, why are you dealing with him? Why do you keep talking to him?
Because I don't want to be mean. I don't want to just.
Are you hot?
Talking to him. What?
Are you hot?
No.
Sure.
Are you hot?
Yeah.
Describe yourself.
Describe yourself.
Quicker. Faster. Come on.
I'm cute.
Well, you're fat. Why are you wasting your time?
Why are you putting up with this?
Why do you waste your time with this?
Because.
Are you a pork puff, yes
hey,
or
listen,
no?
You don't have to be afraid to speak your mind. If you don't want to deal with the guy, be honest with yourself, be honest with him.
Especially 17. God, girls are 17
are
ruthless.
You have a lot of options. Explore.
Well, he's 19.
And you're 17?
Yeah.
All right, but listen, if you are a hot girl at 17, that is equivalent to enlisting and going right to colonel.
There you go.
Yeah,
it really is.
She is a colonel.
Huge guy. No.
She is a colonel if she's hot and she's 17.
No training, no boot camp, boom. No ROTC.
Battlefield promotion, boom.
Right up to the top office. Drew, are we right?
I mean, yeah, well, you're talking about the power that women have in this society for being beautiful.
A young, hot
right.
girl.
And why yeah, is she giddy-up. Putting up with Johnny Jackoff
that she hasn't
on the
met
marathon
in person.
Phone? Now, there's something wrong with her self-esteem or her or something.
Yeah, she's a pork puff.
Just dump them and move on.
That's right. Silver?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah, I'm 22.
You're a big fan of boot camp?
Oh, sure am.
All right.
Who am I speaking with?
Drone Strutter McSweeney and Drone Strutter Rosenbaum.
Semper Fi, brothers. How's it going,
motivated. What's going
Kill.
On, Silver?
Hey, yeah, because I'm an 0311, and I drew out of San Bruno, California.
All right.
There you go.
So, yeah, I mean, like, your guys' show is awesome, man.
Thank you.
It's kick-ass. But, yeah, so I'm going to use McSweeney's word. Like, all these little freak show kids calling in right now, man, I think these kids got too much time on their hands. And, if it was totally up to me, I mean, they had to make it a law where they send all these kids to the core, man, and they'll come out straight. You know, I think they just got way too much time on their
hands. Well, that's what we're kind of talking about.
Are you running for president?
What are you doing now, Silver? Where are you? What are you doing?
Oh, see, like, well, what happened was I'm reserving. I'm in the reserves right now.
Okay.
So I'm an 03 and and then now, you know, I just go to UC Berkeley now. So, I mean, it's like,
wow.
You know, you're pansy.
Pretty versatile guy.
Yeah, so, you know, like the core, you know, it's good because, you know, it pays for school. You know, it'll take a lot of time off these kids' hands, you know. It'll give them.
Hey, are you in any way sort of out, you know, up there at Berkeley in the sort of pretty liberal environment, are you sort of outcast by being an ROTC?
No. Wait, did you say ROTC or?
Or. Is that what you say?
He's a reserve.
No, I'm not the Mustangs, man. I'm not no ROTC. But I mean, I just, you know, I mean, a lot of people are anti-military over here.
That's
you know,
what I'm saying. Do you have a problem? Is it you have to hide? Is
I
it
can't understand that at all.
No.
Berkeley.
You know how they are. I mean, this is Berserkly, man. And it's like a lot of these people.
Berserkly.
It's cool to hate the military if you go to Berkeley.
Still.
Yeah, they're up here. They're like, you know, peace and all. I mean, there's nothing wrong with
that. I never used to hate them.
Hey, yeah. Just walk around with that positive attitude and prove them different.
Hey, you know, I want to ask a question because it's something that's been rolling around in my head for years. And I think I have an answer, but you guys can tell me. How far is a click?
How's a click?
You know, that's a click. Usually a mile.
Is it click? No, it's not. No, it's not a mile. It's got to be less than a mile.
It depends on what you're talking about.
Really? A click?
A click?
Yeah, okay. You, if you watch any good military movies, they'll go, we got a Panzer division about 20 clicks up the road.
It's 1,000 yards.
Yeah. Is it 1,000?
1,000 yards.
Yeah, that makes sense because military deals in yards, right?
Is
when they're shooting 1,000
yards
like that.
Is each click on
no,
the...
No, just like on the on the land. You know, hey, where's your pause? I'm about 3 clicks from...
Right.
You know, Hill 222.
3,000 yards.
Yeah, 3,000 yards.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so 1,000 yards.
I thought you were talking about like a high school click.
No.
That's all a little differently.
That's when they start grouping together.
We're a click.
Yeah.
So click is like a sixth or fifth or sixth of a mile or something something like that. 5,000 something, 600 something.
How many
feet,
yards a mile?
All right.
Who cares?
Oh, that's feet. All right.
Like
I'm going to get to
five clicks a mile.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this. But thank you for that. I've always wanted to know that. David?
Yes?
You're 33.
That's right.
What is up?
First of all, I want to say drill instructor McSweeney and Rosenbaum, I watch boot camp. I am a former Marine. And Rosenbaum, you are the most locked and cocked mofo I've ever seen. And you are a perfect example of what the United States Marine Corps is.
Motivate. Keep talking, man. You're motivating me. Keep going.
Okay, my problem is about 5 years ago, it's not easy for me to talk about, but I had testicular cancer. I lost one of my testicles.
Right.
And my question is this. I'm not stupid. I see that people bring their dogs to the veterinarians, and they have their testicles removed.
Yeah, they have both of them.
They
both
lay
of them.
Around and they do nothing, no motivation, that kind of thing. Well, that's kind of what's going on with me.
Yeah, David, that's when they remove both of the testicles.
Okay, so...
Okay, one testicle will function just fine. It'll give you all the testosterone you need. There are 1,000 other conditions, maybe 10,000, that can cause fatigue and lack of motivation.
Right. There are 10 clicks.
Oh, every time try and talk about it, the doctor says, it's enough, and don't worry about it.
Well, it's because fatigue...
No one really will address my question.
Because fatigue is actually the most common complaint that comes into a doctor's office, and about 99 times out of 100, we can't do much with it.
So
you may be depressed.
Lack of drive and motivation overall.
That's depression. Do you smoke a lot of pot?
No.
Did you ever?
Yes.
Yeah. How long ago did you stop?
Well, it's on and off, but it's nothing, steady.
Yeah, that's a typical pot symptom. So,
well,
look at that a little bit.
The guy's depressed, but he had one of his nuts lopped, one of his, balls taken away.
It should be a non-event.
I know, but it's a
psychological
absence, though, isn't it?
I wonder if they put a...
Stay motivated, make it happen.
David, did they put a fake one in there?
Can they do that?
No.
Can they do that?
What?
What's wrong with that?
Give you like a
prosthesis. Oh, yeah.
Plastic
ball.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why don't you do that, dude? Get like a plastic wall and you're like good to go. You know, you got two nuts. Only one cartridge is firing, though. I mean...
Not the motion of the ocean, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, David, let me tell you something. You only need one.
The boat looks like crap. Forget about the ocean. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break. We'll be right back.
Giddy up.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Loveline, fastest growing outlaw radio station.
Yeah,
Semper Fi.
Hard up.
I kind of screwed that up. Yep. Leo McSweeney and Tony Rosenbaum are both here. Both DIs from boot camp Wednesday night, everybody, 9 o'clock on Fox. And I'll tell you, I like these guys, and that's not just radio talk. And, Drew, I think you share the same attraction, which is the regular guy attraction.
Yes, yes.
I love a regular guy.
So do we.
Boy, do I love a regular guy.
No,
and here's what a lot of you guys don't realize, and a lot of you girls. It's not about what kind of car you drive or how much money you make or anything like that. They're regular guys. I know
not in this business.
I'm lucky enough because I work at the Man Show to employ some regular guys. Regular guys who are more concerned about the team that is playing in the town they used to live in than their current relationship.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of guys.
Priorities.
The kind of guys who can prioritize. I just love a regular guy. And I work with the guys from like Beaver Falls, like outside of Pittsburgh or something. Nothing better. I mean, the Penguins won the seventh game. This guy was on cloud nine.
Yeah,
on cloud nine the whole night.
I hate the fair weather fans and stuff like that. I mean, you know, people say to me like, "Hey, man, who's your Red Sox? Who's your baseball team? Who's your hockey team?" I'm like, "Dude, I'm from Boston. I root for the Red Sox, the Patriots,
Celtics.
The Celtics, and the Bruins." It's like I don't root for somebody just because they're a front runner. Uh-huh. And I think that's such a sign of having some gunge and rooting for what you grew up with. I hate these people like, "Oh, I like the Lakers, but I like the Yankees in baseball."
It's right,
like, dude. Two different coasts. You just want to push those guys to their hearts explode.
Right. Yeah, and that's the other one, too, that people are very convenient about. It's like, well, in basketball in the 80s, I was a Bulls fan. I liked them in the 90s, the late 80s, early 90s. And then baseball, I'm Yankees. But basketball, I was with Boston for a while, and then I went over to Lakers, and now I'm with... what do you
Bucks
mean?
In the 70s.
You gotta like the team, whatever your team, whatever town you live in, that's your team.
Hey, speaking of hearts exploding, what happened to the big guy that was having troubles on your show?
He
had some circulatory problems.
He had some weird
problem,
stuff.
He was swollen up to like a Pillsbury Doughboy.
It was non-cardiac?
Well, they couldn't figure it
out. You know what it was? It was his the enzymes. The enzymes weren't
clicking. Oh, he was having
clicking.
It's called rhabdomyolysis. He was breaking down muscles, clogging his kidneys. I heard him talk a little bit about that,
Yeah, he was...
He's a good guy. Big heart. Yeah. Big, huge heart.
Good recruit, We were sad to see him go.
He's a 300-pounder, so it was difficult for him.
How's the chow in the Marines these days? Is it bad times over there?
It's not too bad.
It's edible.
It's a lot better than it used to be.
Some days are good, some days are bad.
Do they do that S on a shingle? You know, the
you mean
chip beef?
Yeah.
the shingle.
That's right. Some good stuff, though. I like that too.
I love it.
I need that.
I miss that. I'll tell you.
It'll clog your heart and you'll die.
I don't care. Yeah. I'll tell you what I'd like to work into my adult culinary rotation would be some of that ass on a shingle and the sloppy Joe. I'd like to see that make a comeback in my adult life.
Sloppy
too.
Joe does not get his just desserts.
And let me tell you something. Taco Bell bugged out on the Bell Beefer about 20 years ago, and that was as close as I could get to a sloppy Joe.
Enchirito.
The Bell Beaver was a bun with ground beef on it, and that was sloppy as Joe. Close as I could get to a sloppy Joe.
So basically anything that you can package a heart attack, you like then, right?
I would like to open a place called Strictly Chip Beef and Sloppy Joe's. Just nothing. Hut. I put hut, the word hut, at the end of it.
I think it's God's law that every Catholic school has a couple of good sloppy Joes. I mean, that's just how it goes. Walk into any good Catholic school, grade school, and, you know, they got sloppy Joe two times a week.
And Drew, you down with the ass on a shingle?
I don't know if I've ever had that.
Chip beef?
Yeah. It's a gravy beef
it's
combination
delish.
Stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah,
sounds hungry. Put it over toast.
You can actually feel your heart slowing down as you eat it.
That's that cake we just...
I'd say that's the all-time number one military food would be that chip beef.
Absolutely.
Josh?
Yeah.
You're 16. What's up?
Yeah, first of all, I'd just like to say what...
Uh-oh.
No,
he's giving plugs, fella.
Beat it, you crumb.
Yeah, you're done.
All right, see ya, Josh. These guys, you know, the other thing is...
I'll give a plug to Thrush. They suck. Beat it.
Tom?
Yeah.
You're 30. What's up?
I just got a question for the instructors there.
What's up, Tom?
How would I go about getting on the, if they have another one, how do you audition for that?
For boot camp?
Yes.
To be a recruit?
Yeah, there's a website. Oh. You can go onto fox.com or you can go onto lmnotv.com, and you can click on there and put down your information.
You're not former military, are you?
Yes.
They won't let you in.
That's the only prerequisite, John, is no prior military experience. Huh.
Okay, I got one more question. Now, is it true what they say about the Marines? Are they a part of the Navy? Do you guys work for the Navy?
Yeah, we're the men's department.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not way out here. I just had to ask that question.
We are a department of the Navy. You know, very much separate, though.
I mean, your paychecks do say Department of the Navy, right?
Just like Kansas City, my man. Everyone else's.
It's the Marine Corps is a department of the Navy, and it's just that, you know, we come under that naval heading, you know, as far as the ocean and hitting the beach and all that. It's like, you know, the Navy guys give us rides whenever we need to go fight somebody.
That and all our, you know, the doctors and the dentists and everything, all our medical support
Corman.
is Navy.
But it's an interesting history. I mean, it was John Forrester, right, that created the Marines? Isn't that the guy's name?
John Forrester. I thought he created the Marines...
The third, like
him
the,
or something.
No, he's the no, guy. There was a guy that basically is only like 50 years old, right? The Marines.
The Marines are World War II, no, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Leo, you can't
see you're disturbing
anyway.
Me here,
Leo. But it was originally as I understood like a rapid
Samuel
deployment
Nicholas,
force that developed into a whole.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
thinking of John A. Lejeune?
I thought it was the guy's name.
Okay, but the point is the Marines weren't around in World War I. They came around in World War II.
Marines have been around since 1775,
but. Oh really? Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought they were small.
But they got. I mean, there never was a Marine division until World War II. Then there were six Marine divisions. But before that, it was just regiments or brigades or battalions.
They're rapid deployment forces, right?
Yeah. And it was real small. 1775, my Marine Corps came alive, and it was Captain Samuel Nicholas was the first commandant. I don't know if anybody really invented it. I just think that the Continental Congress back then, you know, the Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin days.
They got together in a bar.
Got together and raised a little hell. That's where the Marine Corps was invented, in a bar.
Really?
In a bar, Tun's Tavern in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Very, very fitting. From the
Montezuma
to the
Shirley.
All right.
There you go.
All right. And see, that had to be invented in World War II, that song, didn't it?
No, that's from
Who cared about the shores of Tripoli?
Before World War II. That was like Tripoli, Derna was like 18-something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's but then we did some fighting in Tripoli.
We kicked some ass before World War II.
Yeah, we did.
Simon?
Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
First, I'd like to say that, you know, I have a lot of respect for these drill sergeants. They have a lot of... discipline for their life, and as for you, Adam, you're a hell of a lot more funnier than anything else I can listen to at this time of night. And Dr. Drew, I think you're really smart.
That's softball.
Is that a compliment?
The hell is it?
No, because it's, you know, it's...
Yeah, you got Art Bell on talking about UFOs. He said, laugh right. It's process you're of elimination.
You're a lot funnier than listening to my older brother, Vom.
Is this a sympathy listener or what?
No, it's funny.
Thanks, Simon.
As for my question, I know a little about losing hair on your head. It has to do with, like, your testosterone level and DHT and, like, other chemicals in your body. But what I wanted to ask Dr. Drew was, does masturbating increase the level of testosterone in your body?
Dude, you beat off?
To a certain point, it does. If you refrain from all sexual activity, your testosterone levels can drop off a bit. And if you masturbate excessively, like Mr. Corolla, they can fall off again.
Since when is five times a day excessively?
Wait, they can fall off, you said?
So your testosterone levels can, they're down. If you don't have any sexual activity, they'll go up and they'll kind of plateau and they'll kind of, they can be too much.
They'll go down if you beat off too much?
Yeah.
How much is beating off too much?
It's hard to say.
This is why I couldn't cut it in the Marine Corps.
20 times a week?
I need a lot of personal masturbatory space. I couldn't do it with the body squeaking
away.
That's
the discipline in the Marine Corps. You don't need that much masturbatory space. The
guy's yelling at you 24/7.
Hurry up.
Oh, my God.
You're done.
Now, where do you guys, when you guys have a group of recruits, you're in the barracks with them, but you're in your own, you got your own room?
Yeah, it's called a duty hut. It's just, it's a part of the barracks, and it's just a little separate office space, you know, and closed up with a door.
Hmm. The duty hut sounds like a little confusing. Like some guy get drunk and take a crap in there or something by mistake.
Take a crap in
I don't think any of the recruits would be drinking during that time.
I see. I see. So it's like a room about this size? Just
absolutely.
A small,
yeah.
A small
it's
room?
It's about the size, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a little bathroom off to the side.
Right. And they don't... They don't have those old corrugated pile ones anymore, do they?
There's a few left on MCRD San Diego,
and
but
they're
used for storage and those kinds of things. They're not utilized like they used to be.
And do these things have air conditioning and stuff now? I mean,
you open the door.
They're not.
You open a window and there's your AC.
All right. So see, I couldn't cut it, Simon. Oh wait, are we done with him?
Yeah.
Where are we going here, Drew? Danielle.
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, my parents have been separated for, like, a year. And, like, after that, like, every boyfriend that I've had, I've cheated on them. But not, like, sexually, because, like, I'm a virgin. But
You can't. Yeah, well, it must be kind of scary to you to maintain a close relationship. You're afraid you're going to lose someone.
Well, yeah. It's, like, every relationship that I get. Well, first, I look for the love that I'm not getting from my parents.
Of course.
Wow.
And then it's, like... If I'm not getting enough from one guy, then I'll hook up with another one.
Well,
and another one, and it'll be like five or six at a time.
It's great that you kind of understand that's what you're doing, but I think it's something even a little bit different where probably you're afraid that you're going to lose the love, so you got to sort of keep stringing out.
Well, but you're a virgin, right?
Yeah.
What are you getting out of these guys?
Like, I mean, they pay attention to me. Like, my father's psycho, so, like... It's just like I get the attention that I never really got from my father from
right.
these
uh-huh.
guys.
Well, you seem to have a lot of insights for 16,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just listen to yourself? I mean, you know what you're doing.
One of the things, like, I can't hear from myself, and it's like I've been really depressed, and I don't talk to my parents about it because it's like I can't. I don't know why. So it's like I get really depressed over this.
You get really depressed over...
The fact that they're separated and all that.
And why can't you talk? Why can't you talk to them about it?
Because, like, I don't know. I've never been able to talk to anybody, like, about my problems like that.
Well, why don't you get, listen, this would be the time to get some professional help.
Okay.
Daniel, really?
Really? You were 15 when they broke up, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. That's old enough.
It bothers her. She's depressed.
I mean, it's not really the fact that they're
trying to get her out of it, Drew.
It's like a month after they separated, my mother had a boyfriend, and he's living here, like, 2 months after that.
Yeah. All right.
It's that.
Yeah, you're going to have to. You do well in school?
Yeah, I'm not even in school right now.
Ooh, why not?
Because it's a long story. It's not anything to do with this situation, though.
What is
it? I'm getting homeschooled till September.
Why?
Because I went to a school that, like, you have to be accepted into, and we were supposed to move, but we didn't. So then I had to go to my zone school, and I wasn't learning anything, so my mother pulled me out of that, and I'm getting homeschooled.
Listen, that homeschool's a disaster.
Did you have to have a lot of money to do that?
No. Right. Kid just stays home.
You sit home and go to school?
Yeah. And then where are you going? To home college after that? And then homework?
I'm going to school.
I joined the home Marines.
I'm going back to high school.
All right. All right. You should get back into high school, and you should get your ass in college when you graduate, and get some friends. And listen, things aren't great on the home front. I understand that. Don't spend that much time there.
I don't now, and my mother's like, "Well, what's wrong?" And it's like I can't talk to her about it.
Talk to her about it.
You need to talk to a therapist, though.
Okay.
All right. All right. Okay. Yeah. We didn't help her any.
No, she needs to talk to someone.
She needs sounds like she needs some friends. I mean, you know, when you're 16 years old, you talk to your friends about problems like that.
Listen,
she's sitting home doing homeschool.
I've said this repeatedly on this show, which is there's not enough kids who have friends. Yeah. I mean, their parents are a disaster. Their family environment's a disaster. You got to have your buddies.
You got to have your buddies.
They'll get you through everything.
Well, she had going. That's common nowadays. You know, parents splitting up. You know, I went through it. You got to reach out to people that you can depend on, lean on, learn some things, be out there, and enjoy life.
Yeah, she's...
Get a hobby, play sports. What do you call homework when you go to homeschool? Is it called homework?
No.
It's called away. It's called work?
Ironically, you have to go on campus to do it.
Do your homework?
Interesting twist.
You got to break into the school at night.
Yeah.
It's homework.
Listen, that I don't know who invented... That homeschooling should be for the criminally insane and kids who have no use of their appendages. Now, every third kid is homeschooled. It's cool.
Well, you develop your social skills.
I thought they only had that in Russia.
That's what she's missing.
You know what happens now? Kid goes to school. He's got a few extra pounds on him. They start calling him Meatball.
He comes home
crying, and the parents go, listen, you're staying home.
Yeah. Yeah. Suck it up. Deal with it.
Right.
And he grows up to be a beach ball with lips, and he's nasty.
Booyah!
Giddy up.
Giddy up. Semper Fi.
All right.
Motivate.
Truth.
Motivate.
What's up, Sally?
Hello?
You're 21. What's going on?
Oh, hey. I've been dating my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, since eighth grade, and I've been a year out of high school already. For the senior year of high school. And
Wait, stop. A year out of high school now?
Yeah, I graduated in 99. So I guess 2 years out of high school. But,
higher education.
You're 21.
You're 21.
Mm-hmm.
You graduated?
I was 19.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why so old?
I got left back.
All right. Held back.
I did too.
Because
I was smart. I was so smart.
So he went to Europe. He went to Europe for a couple of
the
kids.
You liked it so much.
You're smart ass.
I was in homeschool.
Went to Europe.
Right.
Listen, I've said this repeatedly. Sally?
Uh-huh.
This is going to come up time and time again in your life. Here is the rap for all you knuckleheads who didn't get moved on. Tell people you went to Europe between 7th and 8th grade. You lived there for a year with your family. All of a sudden, you'll go from jackass to world traveler, and people will leave you alone.
You're a Renaissance woman.
Actually, ironically, I did. I came from Russia, right in the middle of everything. I was here for 4th grade, then I wasn't for 5th, and then I came back.
Well, you went to Russia.
Well, you need to put that in first.
There you go. That's your angle.
It actually happened.
There you go.
Fine.
Gulag homeschool.
No accent.
All right. So for senior year, I lived alone. So he lived with me. We were in senior year together, and then we graduated, and I got my own apartment, and we lived together for a year out of high school, and then he went off to the Army.
It's his first mistake.
U.S. Army.
I dumped him right there.
U.S. Army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
U.S. Army. And he was in Huachuca in Arizona. And that's the last I heard of him. I know he was back for...
Since one can a Russian national say Huachuca?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. You speak Russian, Sally?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So he's broke off communication with you.
Yeah, but we were so, inseparable since eighth grade. Completely, soulmates, not soulmates, but I mean, finished each other's sentences.
Hang on a second.
Together.
Do you mean you have no communication with him? He vanished?
Yeah, I know he was around. I know he was here. I saw a friend of his, a mutual friend.
All right, well, he's broken up with you, in other words,
that's
right?
That's weird, though. They wouldn't acknowledge it.
But I mean, I was a volunteer firefighter. And we were in the same, he was also, and we were in the same company. And I'm
fascinating, 21-year-old.
Brain surgeon, too?
No, I was an EMT, though. And, I mean, the only way I found out that he was gone was,
I responded to a call and I asked where, you know, Mike is, and they were just like, oh, he left to the army a couple of days ago. I mean, I didn't even know. Everything was perfect. We were living together and just not a fight, not an argument, nothing.
Something's up with Sally.
Yeah. Well, yeah. First of all, the thing's interesting about her.
Her accents come and go.
She moves a little into Russian, and then she goes into New Jersey.
Brooklyn.
Are you a spy for the CIA, or what's going on?
I
tell you what, I'm just going to tell you straight out here. From being in the service, me and Tony Rosenbaum, guys join the service. When they get out of boot camp and they go to their first duty station, we've seen it a million times, they forget their little schnookums back home. Your history. They're exploring life. They're hanging out with new buddies. They're 18, 19, 20 years old. They're out drinking. They're service guys, and they meet new girls, and I can guarantee he's got a new girlfriend over there, or three, and he doesn't even want to talk to you. It's I know it sounds weird, but he's a new guy. Once those guys get out of boot camp, they aren't the same guys that you think they are. They've changed. And
God, is it really that drastic?
Well, and another thing, if he left and you didn't know about it, then there was something missing in the first place. So, carry out the plan of the day, move on.
All right, find yourself a new guy.
There you go.
How about that?
So your mental health is otherwise okay?
I mean, you say find a new guy. He was the only,
I know, but you're clinging to this.
Is your mental health otherwise okay, Sally?
Yeah, sure. What the hell?
Huh? No, you ever had anything, treatment, any hospitalization, anything like that?
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right. Hey, how big is Yakov Smirnoff in Russia?
No clue who he is.
Oh, really?
Huge. Yeah. Massive.
Interesting. See?
What about Dostoevsky?
Don't know who he is in Russia, huh?
You know what? Before this show, I never even heard the name.
Really? Well, I tell you, should bone up on your Russian comedians. There's not that many of them. All right, Sally. Get a new guy. All right? Yeah.
Go have fun, Sally.
Plenty of them.
All right. Well, she's was peeling.
Go to the army
like
base. Cook up with one of his friends and break his balls.
It sounds like most of them just need to get out there and explore their own lives and just have fun and not deal with and absorb all their problems. They're getting consumed with the little things.
Now, Tony's absolutely right, which is people, their parents go bad, their boyfriend goes bad, their girlfriend goes bad. Things go bad, and they just sit home and absorb it.
Yeah.
When they need to get involved, get out, get a hobby, get
talk
a life,
about a little bit,
get an interest, and get busy. I mean, I know it always sounds so trite and cliche when we say get busy, but it's really the best way not to miss somebody, not to mourn something, not to get caught up in your own world. Go run yourself ragged and then come home and just collapse.
Yeah.
The answer is workaholism.
I think that listen,
my parents got divorced. They were idiots. They were crappy parents. I played football. I had a bunch of buddies.
Well, that's what Tony's saying, and that's different than saying work your ass off. Stay connected to people. Be with people and interesting experiences. That's what people need.
How dare you side with Tony and not me?
I think we accept it now. I think we accept this thing in society now. Well, you know, he's a little depressed. You just kind of take it easy on him. It's just a certain point where it's sickening. Like, you know, you have to really worry about people's feelings. Like, Jesus Christ, I just bumped into the guy in the supermarket.
Yeah.
So what? I said, excuse me, and he gave me a dirty look. I mean, you know, people are so concerned with hurting each other's feelings. It's right now. It's just to a point where it's like everybody's suing somebody for something about, well, they said this about me and they said that about me. Hey, it's a part of life. Suck it up, move on. People get dumped, people die, people get divorced, parents die, you know, siblings die. All that stuff happens. And I think that people sit home and they're like, look at me, you know, my parents got divorced or my boyfriend dumped me. Nobody cares. I don't.
Mom, I'm so mad at you.
You know,
so
go out and get over it. It makes you a stronger person when you break through those barriers.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, once you kick through those barriers, you're 110% better than the person you were before.
Well put. We'll take a break.
Loveline. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
After the break.
I mean, after the break. What I said during the break. Yeah, Drew?
Now. I'm here now.
No, I said to tell me during the break.
Which is the next one?
To me, that means the next break.
Yeah.
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 How about hearing the story now?
Well, Oh, okay. Hold on a second, Drew. That's a fantastic. How long have you been doing radio, by the way? First night? Or you? Oh, no, you were here earlier.
Is this thing on? You guys want to wrestle?
Yeah. You guys going to fight? Go. Yeah. Right,
you,
go.
You don't want any of this.
10-9-8-6.
Let's team up. Really, 2-on-2.
You jerk. You really hurt me. You can't come and go like that and expect it just to be. What the hell was that?
That's when Anderson left the mic. Remember when I was dumping you last year?
Yeah.
I told him I'm going to start seeing other guys. And,
did you have to talk about that to some other doctor?
No, sure.
You go through that emotional turmoil.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
The fact that I am gay.
Leo McSweeney and Tony Rosenbaum are both here from boot camp Wednesday nights. Both real instructors, 9 o'clock on Fox. We were the guys, and
thank you.
I really like their approach to life. There's way too much belly aching going on in this country, and I think kids need discipline. I think anyone who steps out of line needs discipline. And whenever I hear these stories of a guy, you know, he breaks into another guy's house, he gets shot, and then they want to prosecute the guy who shot him.
Right.
My whole thing is, look, when you broke into the guy's house, you began a series of dominoes. You don't know if there's going to be two dominoes or 100 dominoes. Right. But the point is you pushed the first one.
Yeah,
and that's exactly. It.
You drew first blood.
That's right.
Whatever happened to the days of just fist fighting? And is that a bad thing? I really don't think. I mean, you get the kids with the guns and knives and stuff. And that happened when we were kids.
It's cowardly.
I remember getting in fist fights as a kid and coming home, you know, and you might have caught a beating, you might have won with a shine or a bloody lip, and your dad was like, "What happened?" I got in a fight with, you know, Jimmy Tanny or whatever. Did you beat him? I got my shots in. That was it. Now it's like, I'm talking, you know, I was seeing this girl a couple weeks ago. It's like, I sued the school because my daughter got in a fight with another girl.
Right.
Hey, and
I just heard about a story where a school, it was a private school, but they did away with Mother's Day celebration because there was a kid who had two fathers and he felt left out.
Oh, yeah.
God. Yeah, so it's like the 99% now has to pay
it's
for the
totally
1%.
True. I know, it's sickening.
Yeah, I just wish I would like for instance, you guys, I don't know if you're out here during this, but remember the North Hollywood bank robbery where those guys in full body armor sprayed
that
7,000 rounds in the community. The mom of one of the guys is suing the city because he didn't get prompt medical attention. When they finally put a bullet in a guy, they held him down and they set up a perimeter and they thought there was a third guy roaming around and they didn't get the ambulance in fast enough. And now she's suing L.A. County because it was wrongful death, basically, is what it was. So her son, her little baby, goes and sprays 3,500 rounds in the community. I mean, this guy emptied, you know, 10 banana clips into just God knows where. And he gets a bullet in him. He didn't get the ambulance fast enough, so now she's suing. Now, I would like a bullet in her head.
Maybe she should have been in the
crowd. How about a bullet in the attorney who takes that case?
He was misunderstood. Yeah. He was misunderstood. His goldfish died when he was 7.
You guys need to be more sensitive to his feelings.
Can we start our own country? Is Rhode Island for sale? Let's just make Rhode Island our own country.
I'll tell you, I would like a public beheading of the mom. I really would. And I would then hold her head up, and I would talk. I would use her mouth to talk, and I would say,
why don't we use her ass?
That's
what she's talking out of right now.
Let this be. Who's next?
Who's
that's
next?
All I got to say. Yeah. Who's next? Step on up.
I don't think the Rhode Island thing is so far-fetched. Let's buy Rhode Island, make it our own country.
Marine officer, they're talking about taking over a new state, making a new
country. You get to the border of Rhode Island, and you got to chug-a-lug two beers, and you got to do 50 push-ups, and we let you in.
That's right.
We let you know that the law here is the law of the land. Just make pretend you're back in the 1830s.
Yeah. And here's what I'd say to everyone in there. Listen, don't worry about what could happen. Don't step out of line.
Exactly.
Because if you step out, anything could happen and everything could happen. You don't even need to know.
And it will.
That's right. That's what I like. I want a scared community that does not get out of line.
Brianna, parties.
And chug-a-lugs.
Brianna?
Chug-a-lug's not a West Coast thing.
We're scared partiers.
We lost the lug many years ago. Just
a chug.
The chug, yeah.
Yeah, where's the lug?
It's hard to chant. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. It's just chug, chug, chug.
That's where it all began, all this sensitive thing. I can't say chug-a-lug like the other guys, Mom. Just say chug, son. I'm going to talk to that college dean.
Well, we're going
to
address that in homeschool after your fifth parent. Brianna?
Yeah, hi.
You're 19. What's up?
I was just wondering. I was just diagnosed with borderline personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, like, what the difference is, like, between depression and, like, because I cut myself and I've tried suicide and I'm also bulimic. And, like, is that all combined into the...
Yes. What are we hearing, by the way, in the background?
Oh, there's, like, a huge storm here, so, like, the box on our house is, like, on the ground, so...
We're picking up, like, a radio signal?
Yeah.
Another radio?
Let
me see.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, so you went to a psychiatrist.
Yeah, I've been going for about 4 months.
Right.
And I also go to a psychologist.
All right, so okay. Borderline is a... You know, it suggests a really significant psychiatric problem. Were you sexually abused or anything growing up?
No.
No? Did you have kind of real difficult family life?
I mean, the only thing I can think of is my dad wasn't really there, but he was like a workaholic, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so yeah, it's not enough. Well, maybe he had a biological predisposition.
What about Mom? What was up with her?
She stayed at home until I was probably about 13.
Was she a pain in the ass for you?
Now they are, yeah.
Now they're a pain in the ass. But when you were growing up, she wasn't?
No, not that I know of. I mean, I love my parents.
Well, some people are just screwed up on their own, aren't they?
Yeah.
Are you an addict?
No.
I wonder, geez. You're a cutter and you've got an eating disorder, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those are two different issues. Borderlines have those kinds of issues.
Okay.
What's your eating disorder? You mean you're vomiting?
Bulimic, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Have you had that treated?
No.
Well, you gotta get. Why don't you? I'll tell you. Why don't we combine them in a more positive way? Start cutting some steak and eating it. You save yourself, and you get some food, and you start with that S on a shingle.
There you go.
Get a nice sloppy Joe, and you have
it.
Fatten
up a little bit.
Sometimes, you know, they talk about borderline personality traits.
Okay.
Certain kinds of personality traits, but really, I suspect you sort of more fit in. And then those kinds of personality traits really can be treated. And you're in treatment, you're in therapy, you're on medication.
Yeah, because I do it. And then after I'm, you know, like throwing up or cutting and stuff, it's like, why? Because I mean, I think about everyone else who's had such a bad background, and then here's me, you know?
Yeah.
And then I feel even more guilty and then even more sad. And then I'll be like really happy one day and like totally gone. And I'm on medicine.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this is going to kind of distill down into something else as time goes along. But stay in treatment.
Why do they call it borderline? It sounds like you're not as nuts as maybe it could be.
No,
you're not in Tijuana, but you're halfway in San Diego.
You could
be a little crazy.
It's an anachronistic term. It's left over from the old days of psychiatry. It used to mean borderline psychotic personality.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's basically a primitive narcissistic personality. People are sort of stuck in a certain state of development, early development, when they just don't have much internal structure. They have huge abandonment issues, and they act out constantly because they have no other ways of sort of managing dangerous feelings.
So is she making herself throw up?
Yep.
Yeah.
How old is she now?
She's 19.
19?
Oh, here's another interesting
question. Yeah, another one. Do you guys go to Tijuana much?
Yeah. We've been down there a few times. Yeah. I go even further south and go golfing down there sometimes. Rosarito, Ensenada, yeah.
Yeah.
TJ's nuts. It's like, you know.
It's Star Wars. Wild down there, yeah.
Yeah.
Too many dark alleys, you know.
Yeah, it's...
in trouble.
Star Wars bar.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to go to a place called the Unicorn on Revolution, one of those take a flight stairs down into the basement kind of thing.
That's for Adam and one of his most famous moments. Two of them, I believe.
Taste of Old Mexico, is that what you're talking
Taste
about?
Taste of Mexico, well, 303. Uh-huh. Taste of Old Mexico, the ice container, and the night watch with the stick.
I vomited in the ice maker at Margarita's Village, which is a different place. And
they usually like that, don't they? Don't they like that?
Yeah, nobody knew. That's a bad thing. Nobody knew.
Yeah, chunk of colada is what the next guy had.
They just blended it and carried on.
Chris?
Yeah.
You're 19. What's up?
Actually, I lied about my question. I just, the DIs, and I think they're all talk.
Mm-mm. Well, Chris, why do you say that?
I'm not even going to get mad at him.
You guys kind of scream like women over there. And,
right, yeah. You're really entertaining.
Yeah.
What do you have to offer?
I'm sorry?
What, are you trying to get us fired up or something? It's a poor attempt. What do you have to offer?
Nothing, really. Okay, then shut up. Stupid.
Get off the phone. Yeah. Get your balls out of your hand and go get a
go
girlfriend.
Go do something. Make something happen ball. For yourself. Later.
You guys, what a schmuck.
I'd like to drive cross country with you guys just because here's the thing. Like when I'm driving, I'm going to yell at people, but I don't have enough voice for it. Although I'm a pretty good yeller. I got a good voice when I get cranked up. But so you guys, you got it on the tip of your tongue all the time. It's right there. It's easy access, yeah. You know. And there's nothing worse than when someone cuts you off. And you're like, hey, yeah, Christ, out of range. Yeah, I forgot. No, it's no good.
It's like hitting the horn. Yeah.
But if you want to know, by the way, like, there's a lot of folks that are a little bit sheltered. They don't know if they're overweight. They don't know if they got a bad comb over. They don't know if they got a double chin. Go out, drive around, and cut some people off because you will get your truest. You will be sized up in a very true fashion. Whatever your one characteristic
they'll
is,
that's yeah.
up,
they'll
you're kind of, it. Hey, Brillo head! if you're more than 20 pounds overweight, it's going to be Lardo.
Your teeth is all jacked up. Ass. Hello, Beetlejuice.
Right. It's the first... It's the most honest critiquing you'll ever get. That and kids. Kids will do that, too. I had my friend had a little brother who was like 7. They had like a big Spanish maid. She was like 350 pounds. She went to sit down. He was like, Rosa, don't sit on the chair. You'll break it. I thought, wow, yeah, that's what you get with
that's
kids.
That's what you were thinking, too.
I was thinking, I want to say it every time. I think
rub a kid on the back of the head. Good job,
nice work. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll be back after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Leo McSweeney and Tony Rosenbaum are both here from Boot Camp. Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock on Fox. These are a couple of good guys. Guys you could chug a lug with.
Tony's got to drive down to Campbellton and be at a briefing at 6:30 in the morning.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
Motor, got a lot of motivation.
Yeah, got to do it.
Wow.
Well, my wife calls that workaholism.
What wakes you up? Did they got the bugle guy still, or is he out?
I think I met him a while ago. It depends on what
camera. Yeah, they get the electronic.
Yeah, it's kind of an alarm clock now. We're Y2K 1 compatible, you know?
Yeah, I'll tell you, if that guy was around when I was in boot camp, I would immediately befriend him and cut a deal with him.
Look, I know blow that bugle that way, man. You and I are good to go.
And why don't you blow it about 10:30? Just say you slept in.
You know what the worst, though? That isn't even the worst. The Marine Corps bugle, not bad. Being on ship. When you're on ship and you're a Marine on ship, on float, they have this whistle. Have you ever heard that in the movies?
Yeah.
Woo!
Right. Yeah.
It is so annoying. You know they got that dog whistle that only dogs can hear?
Yeah.
Right. That whistle just goes right through you.
Double dogs.
Oh, yeah. It is. And they blow it for like 5 minutes.
Right.
It's a different, it hits different levels and tones, and you're in the rack.
It's like that hearing test on steroids, you know?
Yeah, I would become unnerved. And I couldn't sleep, by the way, knowing that that was coming. No, I mean, I couldn't relax. Like, if I knew... If,
the
like,
whistle.
If you told
a
me...
A trash can's going to go flying or a bugle. Yeah,
right, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't. Drew, you could do that, but you know me. I couldn't do that.
These guys come in and start jumping on your bed and throwing trash cans and screaming.
I couldn't do it.
That's how they wake you up now.
I couldn't do it. I would put, I'll tell you, the first thing I'd do is I'd put the blanket over my head and put my head where my feet are. I'd put my pillow over there so they yelled at my feet for a while.
Yeah, that would fool us.
Yeah.
You might step on your head on accident.
Raquel?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I've been going out with a guy for 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and he still lasts about 3 minutes.
He's always been that way.
Huh?
That he's always been like that.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
And that troubles you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd like to go a little bit longer than 3 minutes.
You ever tell him that?
Yeah, and he feels really bad about it when I do.
Does he go down on you?
Yeah, but he's not very good at it.
Ooh, that's the real problem.
See that?
That's the big deal.
Teach him.
Yeah. Show him what you like.
Communication.
Yeah. Now, can a guy, like, say, like, half an hour before you guys have sex, can he masturbate? And that way, maybe he can last a little bit longer?
Yeah. That's what we tell.
Proven technique.
Tell him to snap his carrot about half an hour before you guys get together, and they'll last 10, 15, 20 minutes, hopefully. I mean, unless, I mean, you're totally hot, yeah, and you just
put that on a card.
Do something that makes you feel good. Tell him.
Carrot. Problem, too, though, the just masturbation issue.
What? What's the problem?
He's too old to swear that he's never done it. But he's 24 and he swears he's never masturbated. No. I really don't believe him because I don't think any guy has never masturbated.
It doesn't matter anyway.
I didn't masturbate today.
Me neither, actually.
Yeah, but you're
well, we got to take another break.
Excuse me, guys. I'll be right back.
Yeah, Raquel, he needs to sort of master his own biology. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For him to sort of say, well, I've never done that. How dare you?
Yeah.
It's a little ridiculous. It's unfair to you. And by the way, you need to tell him what it is you don't want and need and like.
And by the way, this guy's like a fat guy who's bragging he's never worked out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what kind of angle is that?
Listen,
horrible.
This is horrible
in the sack.
A metaphor,
Raquel.
He should
be crying. I know he's not.
A simile. He's like a fat guy who's never worked out and brags about it.
Right. He should not be wearing this like a badge of honor. This should be a shameful thing. He should be doing everything he can to try to get himself right for you.
Right. He should be ashamed that you haven't mastered it. How dare you?
What's wrong with his technique in terms of going down on you?
I don't know. It's almost like he doesn't really like to do it, but he's just doing it because...
Yeah, you may have gotten a lemon.
Get him motivated about it.
Where do you live?
Yeah,
it's state of Washington. Been a long 3 years.
All right. Well, look, you got
Raquel.
Yeah, that's a long time to spend with a lemon going down on you.
You ever hear that song "Hit the Road, Jack" by Ray Charles? Maybe you should start
really
warming up that CD.
Though.
Yeah, but Raquel, this is that thing that people do your age, which is it may be fine, but it's not the relationship you want. And you let these kinds of relationships go on for years when. At the age of 28, this one would last about 3 months.
She got hooked up with a guy at 16.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, come on. Now it's a sort of pity, mercy thing.
Is this your first guy?
Let's see. Let me get her back. Raquel?
No, I went out with a guy for a year and a half before him.
All right.
15.
But then he went off to college in Rhode Island.
Right. Then you moved on to this guy.
He's chug-a-lugging, right?
Yeah. All right.
He's been gone for 9 months, too. He went off into the Marine Corps. He's in 29 Palms.
Good man.
29 stumps.
All right, you're gonna have to.
I guarantee he knows how to go down.
I gotta teach him how to go down.
Yeah. No, I guarantee the Marine guy does. Get back with him.
No, this is him, right?
Yeah, this is him.
Yeah.
Oh, the Marine guy is.
Yeah.
See, he's a disgrace to the core.
He's a disgrace to the core.
He's learning right now.
What? He was in the core and he left.
No, he's only been in for a little while.
He's been gone 9 months, she said, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to have to communicate, but this sounds like it may be done with. You're just not that into the guy. All right?
No, I am into him.
All right, well, then you got
to
train
him.
Train him.
The Marines to train him.
Oh. Yeah. And listen, I've said this many times to all you guys whose weapon discharges accidentally and too early. You set the clock. The meter gets set when you go down on a chick. So do a good job.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're one of these guys who comes in 3 minutes, go down for 20 minutes before that, then you got 23 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's not a woman I've ever met who would complain about that.
No.
They all like oral sex better anyway. You do a good job on that, you're home free. Let's talk to Joe. Joe?
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're 15. What's up?
I think I'm gay. I might just be confused because I'm only 15.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be on the football team this year, going into high school.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to be on the junior varsity team. And I'm afraid of when I'm in the showers of getting an erection.
No, you're not. This is a bogus call.
Yeah.
No, really. Guys, my parents are making me play football. And I don't really want to.
No. Yeah. Well, don't play if you don't want to play. They can't force you to play.
So there's no way that I just...
Do you get an erection thinking about it?
Yeah. When,
Do you get an erection thinking about chicks?
No.
No. Well, so you're gay.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Have you been with a guy? Has your behind been broken yet?
No, but I have been on the computer.
I see. All right.
Have you had sex with a girl?
No.
Yeah. Well, don't count them out yet.
You're a virgin.
It's a great thing.
Do your parents? You think they're on to you? I mean, have they seen what you've been looking at on the internet?
Yeah, one time.
All right, so they got a feeling that maybe you're gay, and they're trying to straighten you out by sending you to play football?
Well, I've been playing football for a few years now, but it's just been recreation, and I didn't have to deal with the showers.
I see. Okay,
what's
well, listen.
The showers?
He's scared he's going to see naked men and get an erection.
I agree with you. The reason I don't buy this call, this is not something I've ever heard a young gay male complain about.
No.
You know what I'm saying? In fact, quite the contrary. They go, no, it's no big deal.
Gay guy can't get to the shower fast
enough. Yeah, it's no big deal. No big deal.
He's afraid of getting beaten. I mean,
listen, I tell Drew this all the time. The reason the gays are in such great shape is because they hang out at the gym constantly. No, they hate sports, but they love the gym. What's at the gym? Naked dudes.
Sweaty guys.
Oh, my God. Think about if you could go to the gym and just walk right on into the woman's locker room.
Show, yeah.
Sit in that sauna with a couple of them, then maybe over to the jacuzzi, and then into the big community shower stall. How much time would you be spending at the gym?
12 hours.
Can't I go in the gym now and just say I'm a lesbian?
but
I'm a lesbian.
But our gay callers never... They always say that's not an issue for them. Remember that?
Yeah.
One guy, one time, ever called up and said, oh, yeah, they're kidding you. That gym is cool.
Well, I try to get the gays to admit that they like that. They always say no because they don't want to freak the straight guys out. they think they're going to spaz out on them. But it is true, of course. Drew, you've been to the gym. 80% gays, right?
A lot of homosexuals.
Right. Hanging out at the gym. Look, it's Dr. Drew's nuts, everybody. I'll whack off to that later. Mental note. Whack to Drew's sack. Done and done. Pick up dry cleaning, jack off to Dr. Drew, feed poodle.
Jack off to Dr. Drew again.
Jack off to Drew. Detail Miata. Jack off to Dr. Drew. Change potpourri. It's been a week now. Jack off to Dr. Drew. Yeah. Get something framed. Jack off to Dr. Drew.
Then bake a pie.
Jack off to Dr. Drew. All right. Now that we know the gay itinerary, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Hello, this is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
All right. I want to thank Leo and Tony for coming in here tonight from boot camp. 9 o'clock, everyone, Wednesday nights on Fox. Do not miss that show. Hey, thanks, guys.
Pleasure. Thank you.
I'll tell you, I've never enjoyed myself off the air as much, but just having a good regular guy conversation.
Yeah.
And Drew, you did a wonderful job of tucking your skirt into your trousers and pretending to be a regular
pulling my
guy
nuts
tonight.
Between my legs.
He even belched.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. No,
that. All right. All right. Thanks, guys. We do appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Until next time, this is Sam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
You got another question, weirdo?
Bring it up.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Get out of my face right now. Push, you nasty thing.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.